it'd be like a game for him, so it would keep meeting the same person and like keep saying the same thing.
Absolutely. And why did he enjoy the thought of being asked?
Because when he was made by his professor, he thought the professor and him were going to be together forever, but obviously it wasn't true. And he thought of being alone for the rest of his life. But since Philbert Freak Finder's been coming and going, he's been getting used to having someone new.
I think that Stitchhead starts to think about it when it says Stitchhead actually started to look forward to the knock at the door.
What do you think that means? What does that suggest?
Because he used to say no visitors and he'd close the hatch, and now he's sort of wanting Fruit Finder to come to him.
Absolutely. Amelia? So what, can somebody close the door please? What does it mean by curious then?
Because when he comes every day, when that Fake Finder comes every day, Stitchhead is like enjoying it as more as it happens, like on the 29th, on like the, like when it comes, when like, in like, more, when it's more like five times, like, you start to enjoy it and then just carry on.
So, Lily, what have you found, Lotta?
I found that he said, he and became a little more curious about the possibility of a life behind the walls of Castle Guatescu.
Absolutely, that's the same as Amelia. So, what do you think about that? What does that suggest?
I think he's starting to think about what it'd be like having like people admire him and look at him, and kind of he'd be able to make people laugh and people scream and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Demi, what did you find?
When he's kind of like Amelia's and Lottie's, when he's thinking about what's outside of Castle Guatescu, and then he was like getting more curious, and if he went on the trip with the Fruit Finder, he wouldn't know more.
Absolutely. Did anybody find anything else that suggests where he starts to begin to become, when he starts to think about his life outside Guatescu? Jack, did you find anything?
Goes to the door, Stitchhead just says no visitors and closes the hatch.
But why is he going to great depth to talk to him?
Because he does wants to show, and he wants to persuade them to be there.
Wants to persuade who?
Stitchhead and all the other creations.
Why? Why do you think? What's special about Stitchhead?
Because he's the Fruit Finder has a freak show, and he wants Stitchhead to be in his freak show, and the other monsters as well. That's why he wants to talk him into getting him into the freak show.
Do you think he's genuine? He genuinely wants Stitchhead to perform?
I think it's because Stitchhead's the ghost of Guatescu, and ghosts are meant to be scary.
Can we just refer back to Freak Finder describing Stitchhead, where it says, "You're hideous, gloriously, wonderfully hideous." And then Stitchhead's reply, "I am," running a finger across his stitches. What does this suggest here? What do you make of that?
He's trying to kind of charm Stitchhead, but at the same time, maybe not trying to offend him, because he doesn't know if Stitchhead takes maybe beautiful as a compliment, or maybe as an insult.
Absolutely. Anybody else? What does it mean? What's it suggesting here? Hideous, gloriously, wonderfully hideous. And Stitch says, oh, I am. And he runs a finger across his head. What does that suggest? And he runs a finger across his head.
Is it like he thinks he's ugly because of him?
Do you think that's what it's suggesting, if he's doing that? I am. Do you think... is that a horrible thing to of him to have said, or a good? Is it a positive thing?
It's like a positive thing because he's probably never heard somebody say that before.
Okay, and does he like the thought of somebody saying you're hideous, gloriously hideous?
Yeah.